sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kicked by Hartley. And it is. It is good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OT. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
All right, so this may end up being a little long-winded, a little quicker, a little longer than we'd like on this, but this is something that has to be said, right? The refs in the NFL are just horrible.
It's gotten bad, and it's gotten to the point where I'm starting to think that the league may be rigged through the refs. Like, that's where I'm at. That's how bad these calls have been. Some of these calls have been this year and in the past too. Like, I mean, for us, it's super pronounced because we're Saints fans, right? So,
yeah, we're still reeling back from the no call,
the no
the pass
call
interference, and then
the beginning of the next season when we were playing Houston, that we almost lost that game because of another blatant call. So this was literally back to back games in the playoffs in the NFC. You know, get the NFC championship.
Right.
And the next game won against Houston were both calls that were made that basically gave the other team the ability to win the game.
Yeah. And I mean, the NFL made pushes to kind of correct these things by allowing you to challenge a pass interference call. But honestly, and then that lasted for what, a season? And then they just threw it out. They even had blatant pass interference calls that they challenged that they never overturned.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be impossible for the league to find a balance there. But you need to be able to challenge. You need a third challenge, so go to three challenges, right? Then three total challenges, and then you go ahead and can challenge a call or a no call. So you can challenge any flag thrown, or if a flag should have been thrown and wasn't, you can challenge on that.
Okay. I'm gonna disagree with you. And I'm gonna go throw back to the XFL.
Okay.
Okay. The way the XFL dealt this thing, there was no coaches' challenges, right? But there was a guy in a booth with a PlayStation 4 controller that was looking at every play that happened.
Right.
And if he saw something that was missed, or if he saw something that was that was just wrong, he called down to the field. They stopped the play, and they reviewed it. He reviewed it right there. It took him a matter of a minute to figure out if this was a no call, or if it was a call, or if it should be a call, or whatever.
But
and that was a good system,
right? But if you do that in the NFL, doesn't that empower that person in the NFL, whoever that is?
Well, I mean, yes, but I mean, as long as he's sitting there and he's looking at the calls and he's getting them right, is it wrong?
No.
Oh, okay, I mean, Goodell sits back and talks about we need to protect the image of the shield. We need to protect our product. You know, we can't disgrace it. That's why he's doing all these things with suspending players and you know, Ray Rice and Kareem Hunt and all these things and suspending these guys for doing these things. Deshaun Watson should be suspended right now, and he's not, you know, while this investigation is going on. I mean, he suspended Ray Rice while the investigation was going on. He suspended Kareem Hunt while the investigation was going on. And Watson is still getting paid, and he's on an active roster right now, and he shouldn't be.
Nope.
Okay.
The whole reason he didn't suspend him because he thought Houston was going to deal it, and he thought that it would be good for the league.
If you're going to say we need to protect the image of the shield, then you have to start with getting rid of your shitty referees.
And just, okay, so this is a little bit of an overarching point, but this whole protect the image of X, whatever it is, right? Protect the image of the league, protect the image of the office of commissioner or whatever, right? Usually that means lying about and covering up problems. But the truth is, if you really want to protect the image of something, you expose the problems and you fix them and you fess up. That's the only way you can really move on, because otherwise people are just going to say, oh, well, they never admitted it, or they didn't fix it, or no, you got to come out and admit it. Like, just like you have to you know, when you're making a plea deal or something like that. Like you've
got to
admit there's a problem. You've got to say we're going to fix it. Here's the issues we have, and be transparent about it. Because you know what? I think the NFL, if Goodell really wants to let the fans drive the league, which is what he should go back to. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what's being driven right now, but okay, the product on the field is...
First thing, we got to get rid of this stupid-ass taunting rule, right?
Yes.
I mean...
Yes. In excessive celebration.
You can't have these guys on the field and not allow them to shit talk.
Yeah, because, I mean, you say the wrong word in the ref right there, and...
I mean, shit talk is part of it,
We got a couple of those so far this year, the N-word flags. I mean, it's just like, come on.
I mean, the shit talking is there. The shit talk, you started shit talking in peewee football, you know, to have it now, we're like, oh, you can't do that, taunting. I mean, that's garbage. And that's a 15-yard penalty. Uh-huh. A 15-yarder.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that can totally change the dynamic of a play. If you're a defensive guy and you know, cornerback, for instance, you know, they like to get up and they like to do the waving thing or whatever, they can do that. And if it's in somebody's face, they can throw a 15-yard penalty. Okay,
yeah,
so
ridiculous.
The DB just did his job by stopping the play, blocking him down, and then he does his waving of the arm, and if the ref sees that, oh, well, it's too offensive, bam, 15 yards.
Yeah, and it's just...
And they're using it. They're keeping drives alive.
And it's changing
with these games. It's changing the dynamic of the game.
Yeah, and it's just other silly little penalties, like, you know, like the running into the kickers when it's just like a brush, or the same thing with the quarterbacks, you know.
Don't even get me started on the quarterback thing. I mean, roughing the passer, I mean, you might as well just give the quarterback flags.
You might as well. And even then, like, some they're not calling it evenly.
I mean, to use an example.
So they won't call on Geno Smith what they called on, oh, God, what game was that? It was like 2 weeks ago. Like, Geno Smith got smashed.
Was that the Saints and the...
No.
The Seahawks, or was that the Seahawks and...
I think it was Seahawks and...
Green Bay? No, they just played. I don't know, but I know
Cardinals?
What you're talking about. Yeah,
Seahawks, Cardinals, maybe? I don't remember.
They were beating them down, and they were just...
And
allowing
yeah,
it to happen.
Like the other team got the penalty, you know, when their quarterback was hit, but Geno Smith got freaking smashed.
I mean, just yesterday, for example, you know, we're Saints fans, so we pay attention to them more often. So we see it more often when it's a Saints game, but we know it happens all over the NFL. We're not denying that at all. But the Saints intercepted the ball in the end zone, and the guy tackled Ryan Tannehill.
He
was already in the middle.
Of a tackle. Yeah, when
you know,
the ball
like,
was released.
And the ball was released. He doesn't even hit him. Brushes him in the chest.
No, he brushes his back plate, like
that's
his main plate. His head, his face guard made contact with Tannehill's back nameplate, and they called that roughing the passer hit to the helmet.
Okay, torso hit. There we go. He hit him in the torso. And they call it a hit to the helmet.
Not even in the torso, like his face plate basically just bumped him.
I mean, when you have the announcers on CBS saying how bad of a call that was, they bring in Tony Corrente or whatever, and he says it's a bad call. You know, all of them are a bad call. I mean, it's just, if everybody who's looking at the game can see it's a bad call, but you're going to stick with what the ref said at this point, you done it. And I mean, I'm not saying that the ref caused the Saints to lose, because that's still...
No, but that was a huge momentum shift.
When you intercept the ball in the end zone, and then you allow them to get the ball back and they put 7 points up, that's a huge flip of the game right there.
Yeah, that's going into...
That's essentially a 14-point swing, because that was headed into the halftime, you know? And the Saints defense got the stop. But you gave it to him. And then the ref didn't even throw the flag until after the interception.
That's what really got you. And I had to go back and watch that again. And sure enough, the interception happened. Then he threw the flag for the contact. I'm like, you know, if you want to protect the image of the league, stop that shit.
You know, I mean, a penalty should be thrown as soon as the penalty has happened. It shouldn't be thrown after the play is over. After something happened, after the outcome was decided, and then you say, oh, well, yeah, I mean, that was rough in the past. I mean, that's why people are not watching anymore. It's not the kneeling. It's not the in the racism. It's not all of the stuff on the back. People want those things to stop.
Those are part of the reason. Okay.
There's not a person in the world to tell you that we don't need to end racism, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody can agree that that shit needs to stop.
Right.
Okay. There's nobody in the world that'll say, well, no, we need to definitely keep racism going. I mean,
who says that?
Exactly. Nobody says
that. Who says that?
Okay. I mean, maybe the Grand Wizard of KKK, but I mean, him and his six members aren't going to fucking worry about that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's so.
Anyway, yeah.
I mean,
let's not divert on that too much, but yeah, you point taken.
I mean, what I'm saying is just that silly. People are stopping to watch because it's we've called it the No Fun League for how many years now?
Too many.
Because that's what it is. I mean, you watch a game on Sunday. And the outcome was decided because a ref decided to throw a rough in the passer call that wasn't a rough in the passer call in the second quarter, and it completely changed the dynamic of the game.
And it's gotten just so bad in these last 2 years.
And then not to allow coaches and players to say anything.
Yeah, to muzzle them about it.
You know, I mean, that's really worse.
That's what gets me, because the fans are out there calling for it. The sports commentators are calling. And not even ESPN has been muzzled on that shit. You can't do that on ESPN. Like, they are not allowed to criticize the calls other than, well, I don't know if that's a pass interference call or not. And you can't come out and say that's a ridiculous call.
Right, right.
Because that's going to get you in trouble.
Even yesterday, I mean, when they bought in Tony Corrente on the thing, he's even like, well, I wouldn't have called it passive. I mean, I wouldn't have called it.
Yeah, and it's like that's somehow supposed to justify, like, not, no, the referees in the league need to be called out on bad calls. If I'm supposed to sit there and be, you know, all, yeah, John Gruden should have got fired because he sent emails 10 years ago. Well, damn it, I can sure as hell, we should have the same level of outrage when a blown call costs your team a playoff appearance or a Super Bowl appearance. So, yeah.
Or even just a win on Sunday afternoon.
Even a win, it doesn't matter.
Because I mean, right? if you go look at Packer Lions games, Jesus Christ, they give every call to the Packers. I mean, those are some of the worst games to look at. But I mean, we digress. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. And trust me, we can go on and on and on about this.
Oh yeah.
But something has to be done. We have to come up with something. We need full time reps in the NFL. There needs to be some sort of punishment for blatant blown call.
And I think those full-time refs can be the guys that sit and, like, and here's the thing. There needs to be penalties for blowing a call.
Yeah.
There needs, if you blow a call and it's clear as day on the video review, that needs to be a $5,000 or whatever fine.
Yeah, I mean,
there needs to be fines for bad calls.
I'm not even saying, like, just a reprimand that can lead up into, at some point, firing this referee for screwing up so bad.
Right, but I'm saying, but, a fine is good, because when you put a dollar bill on it, okay, then people pay attention.
I guess what I'm saying is maybe $5,000 is too much, because I mean, we don't have a pay grade for what these guys would be getting paid.
Well, I think they make like $270,000 a year, so.
But I mean, there should be something that happens to them, something that, you know, that would make them not make these calls. And like you alluded to earlier, that's why a lot of people think this shit is rigged.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if I were to look at the NFL and if I was convinced the NFL was rigged, I'd be 100% convinced it was through the referees making bad calls at critical moments of the game. That's what, if I were to say the NFL would be rigged, I can make a good case for that.
I think you could. And maybe that's for another show. But I mean, just right now, something needs to be done. The NFL needs to be held accountable because they're costing games for teams.
Yes, and they're hurting their fan base. They're hurting, honestly, it's hurting the players. It's hurting morale. You know, like, these guys make a lot of money, yeah, but those little things do add up for them.
Yeah.
Like, if they just see a bunch of blown calls, and I mean, Sean Payton is one of the most transparent guys at the podium when they talk about calls, because he's just like shaking his head and you know, just kind of scoffs, you know, sometimes. Yeah. And it's just, he wants to say more because he has the damn right to, right? I mean, it's just so.
It's NFL's disgusting.
Cracking down on the wrong damn things.
Yeah, they're worrying about taunting, but they're not worried about the refs making crappy calls.
And so, I don't even understand the taunting, to be honest with you. Like,
no.
And same with excessive celebration. I was like, let the guys pull out a Sharpie, sign a ball, or, you know, as long as it's not lewd, you know, do whatever. Like, two pumps.
Let's get back to making the game fun.
Two pumps.
And, I mean, yeah, that's exactly. It,
two pumps. I mean, we could just beat this to death. They've got to fix it. It's got to happen.
Exactly.
And look, I don't dislike your idea of the XFL thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you would give put that guy in there and then give him a cash bonus every time he makes a right call, like instead of a regular paycheck, he just gets a bonus every time he gets a good call and he gets it right.
I mean, something needs to be done. I think the XFL was on to something, and I really hate COVID for taking them down because I think they were really...
It was going to make its mark.
Yeah, they were really heading towards being very successful, and then COVID took them out. But
because, I mean, football all year round is just gravy.
I mean, it can get a bit old, but...
It's nice to know I can just go look at XFL.com and like pull up a game. And
The Rock is back. He bought it. So, I mean, let's hopefully we can get it back on again. So, NFL needs to do something with the refs, you know, fines, fire, whatever. But something needs to be done because the integrity of the game is done.
It's
and it's, people are starting to question. Like we've already said, you know, people are out there. They're talking about it, you know, being rigged, and that's a reason why ratings are going down and things like that.
I would say it's probably one of the biggest reasons.
Eventually, that's going to hurt
the No Fun League is the biggest reason.
But all right, guys. So
thanks for listening to the OT.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week right after Monday Night Football.
All right. Deuces.
Obviously, it's a disappointing way to lose a game. Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there are a lot of opportunities though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. And that's where it's at, so it's disappointing.